Move on to action item number 11, discussion and possible action of Texas Water Development Board application for Texas Environmental Infrastructure Program.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Go to the next slide, Jennifer, please. Okay. For those of you who are familiar, the saltwater barrier project down the lower part of our basin is a project that we've been looking at and trying to be involved in over the last several years. For those of you who are not familiar with what the project involves, during low flow periods or during droughty periods at the lower part of our basin, when river flow is low, saltwater actually intrudes from the Gulf of Mexico up into the lower portions of the Brazos, sometimes 30 to 40 miles, makes the water down in that portion of the river unusable because it corrodes intake. So a lot of the municipal and industrial users down there can't use the water. It's a pretty big problem and will probably only get worse in the future. The best fix to that is to construct a saltwater barrier at the mouth of the Brazos, or a little ways inland. It basically is a dam that blocks the salt from intruding, but it's a passable dam, so water can still go through. The Brazos River is one of the last major river basins not to have a saltwater barrier. We have gone after several different funding streams for this project, haven't been entirely successful. We've been going after federal earmarks, and we'll continue this cycle to try to get more. But there is another funding avenue that exists. It's called the Texas Environmental Infrastructure Program. It's a program that was authorized through the Texas Water, Water Resources Development Act of 2007, WERDA 2007. Basically, it's a project, or it's a program that goes through the Water Development Board that funds projects chosen by the Water Development Board at a 75 federal, 25 local clip, which is really good because most federal projects are either 50-50 or 60-40. So 75-25 is pretty solid. We actually submitted, what the Water Development Board does is every year they go out for statements of interest for people interested in applying for TEIP funding. We submitted one of these last year and we're not successful in getting funding, but because it continues to be a viable alternative for funding, we're going to go after it again. They're soliciting statements of interest again, the Water Development Board is. So we're ready to submit another statement of interest. In order to do that, we need you all to adopt a resolution stating that the Board of Directors supports our filing the application, supports the Saltwater Barrier Project, and we commit ourselves to the 25% match. The total amount that we're requesting is $4.2 million, which is the amount of money necessary to conduct a feasibility study on the building of a barrier. Feasibility study will locate where the project needs to be built, what it needs to be built out of, and look at any environmental mitigation that needs to be done. Unfortunately, with big projects like this, you have to do a feasibility study. You have to do a study before you do a study, before you do another study, before you finally build it. So we're requesting a total of $4.2 million. The match we would commit ourselves to is a little over $1 million. Now, I said this last year when we adopted the same resolution that our hope is, should we receive funding, and again, our receiving funding is contingent upon federal funds being received for the program, which hasn't happened yet. Should we receive funding, our hope is that a lot of the stakeholders down there in that area, the Dows, the BASFs, the Economic Development Alliance, the cities could help us with some of our match, that they would help contribute. Now, we don't have anything in concrete from them yet, but we're hoping as we receive funding, we'll be able to get cash and in-kind services from them to meet our match. So,
what kind of time frame work are you talking about from starting the study to having finished study in a year, 2 years?
I would hope that the feasibility study wouldn't take longer than a year, if that. Because it is itself just a study. But, again, it would be a partnership with the Corps of Engineers, so it could take longer than that.
And our commitment is 20% of whatever.
25%.
25%, I'm sorry.
And our total funding request is $4.2 million, so it would be a little over $1 million. And some of that can be met with in-kind services. It's not all, you know, just cash. So, you know, some of that gets met with in-kind. And, again, we'd hope to bring in stakeholders to help us.
If you would, any more questions for Matt? If you'd please read the resolution.
Following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 25th, 2010 meeting. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the Board supports the construction of a saltwater barrier on the Brazos River and that a statement of interest is hereby approved to be filed with the Texas Water Development Board to obtain federal funding through the Texas Environmental Infrastructure Program for the feasibility study portion of the saltwater barrier project. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, that the Brazos River Authority commits to provide the non-federal cost share for any funding obtained through the Texas Environmental Infrastructure Program in the form of cash and or in-kind services, being 25% of the project cost, either directly from the Brazos River Authority or from stakeholders in the saltwater barrier project.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Johnson, second by Barr. Please.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Is there a reason why you didn't put the $4.2 million in here? Or an estimate so that we have a basis of that 25% cost?
It's actually in the board agenda item write-up. I just don't have it in the resolution because the resolution doesn't – the resolution that the Water Development Board asked for doesn't ask for the total price. I would just – I can commit to you that that's the total amount that we're requesting because we're actually the ones requesting it, and they're not going to bind us any more than we're going to ask for.
In other words, we haven't got an open-ended deal then, what you're saying.
No, the amount that we're asking for is the amount that the project management plan for this project said it would cost to do the feasibility study.
Which is the $4.2
million. Which is the $4.2. That's all we're asking for.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay.
And this was included in our budget?
This was, yeah, it's under capital items, I believe. Mm-hmm.
The saltwater barrier is an item in our budget. Yes. Yes, it is. It's in our long-range financial plan as well.
Any other questions? If you would, poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brashear?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Porter? Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.